Task 3, page 17. Last weekend, after much procrastinating and dithering, I finally got myself together and decided to do something that I had been putting off for months. You see, although I live in the heart of London, surrounded by some of the world's finest and most famous museums and galleries, a veritable banquet of choice no less, I still hadn't actually visited any. I suppose I'd allowed myself to fall victim to apathy and ended up taking them for granted. Last Saturday, however, would be different. No longer would I decry these sources of heritage as only for tourists. Going through different sites online, I found myself becoming increasingly excited by which museum I'd actually visit. In the end, I opted for a historical art gallery instead. Imagine how flabbergasted I was to see that the National Portrait Gallery had actually been closed for the last few years and was still closed, to reopen later that year. Finally, I decided to stick with Old Faithful, the British Museum, the jewel in the crown of the UK's museums and one of the most visited in London. Surely they wouldn't be closed. After all, it's the British Museum. Well, when I turned up, I'm happy to report that they were in fact open. Although, when I stepped through the doors, things didn't go exactly as I had planned. Numerous rooms and exhibits were closed, and many of the things that I'd hoped to enjoy were out of bounds. Naturally, no such mention of this was disclosed on their website before I had decided to journey to their hallowed halls. What I did notice when I was there was the curious fact that the gift shop and cafe were open. This, of course, presented rather cynical opportunities for visitors to spend their hard-earned money within the museum's walls. The government are, of course, quick to highlight how museums have an obligation to let everyone see their collections. This is admirable, but overlooks a serious issue that affects many of our museums. They're failing their visitors. Staff shortages and funding cuts have all had a detrimental effect, and quite frankly, we deserve better, especially in the face of voices calling to reconsider our museums and the way we handle historical artifacts from overseas.